We're continuing the series on what is God like.
继续我们的系列讲道来谈到神是什么。
And this morning, my topic could be, I don't know, maybe a little bit more complicated.
今早我的主题可能有稍微复杂了一点。
So please just be patient and bear with me, okay?
所以请你耐心的来听。
But in Romans chapter 1, verse 19 through 20,
在罗马书第一章十九到二十节。
There's a very interesting verse in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. It says, What can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So last week I explained how God, okay, 2 weeks ago I explained how God is relational. He wants to have a relationship with you.
两周前我解释神是属于一个建立关系的神，他想要与你建立关系。
And if you want to have a meaningful relationship with someone,
如果你想跟某人建立一个有意义的关系，
you have to be able to feel, you have to have emotions.
那你必须要拥有那种情绪，那种情感可以来感觉这种关系。
So God has feelings.
因此神是一个有感觉有情绪的神。
Because that's how you can have a meaningful relationship with someone. If you don't have feelings or you don't have emotions, you can't have a meaningful relationship with them.
没有情感你是没有办法跟任何人建立任何的关系，因此神是有感情的。
And then last week I told everybody that God communicates.
上个礼拜我提到神是乐意沟通的。
Yeah, and again, if you want to have a relationship with someone, you have to have some kind of communication.
同样的，要建立一个关系，我们同样需要一种沟通。
So God communicates with us.
所以神与我们沟通。
So I told you last week that He communicates to you through His Word.
我们提到说他透过他的话语与我们沟通。
Sometimes He even directly communicates with you.
有时
through voice or through a dream, even.
有时甚至他可以透过他的声音跟他我们所做的梦来沟通。
But today, this verse also tells us that he communicates with us through the natural world, through his creation.
这一句经文告诉我们，神他透过他的所造之物，大自然天然的东西来与我们沟通。
And so that's what I want to talk about today is what can you see?In the natural world.
所以我今天要谈的就是你在大自然界你可以看到什么。
I don't want to use the word creation yet because maybe some of you don't believe that there's a God.
我现在先不用创造或造物这个字眼，因为我们当中可能有人还没有相信神是那个创造宇宙的主。
And if you're like that, I'm so glad you're here.
但如果你是不相信的，我也很高兴你今天来到这里。
I hope that BCC, this place, could be a safe place for you to come to know more about God, even if you don't believe in Him yet. Okay.
我希望 BCC 这个教会可以成为你觉得非常安全的地方，即便你是不相信的人，你也可以觉得在这边你可以安全的来寻求。
And I really hope that you don't feel pressure, that you can feel safe to be here.
而且我希望你不要感觉到受到了什么压力，你可以很平安、很安全的在这里寻求。
Yeah, so I know some of you don't believe maybe there's a God, there's a creator.
或许我们当中有的人不相信这宇宙有一个造物者。
So that's okay.
也没关系。
So that's why I use the word the natural world, okay?
这是为什么我用了大自然界。
The universe. If I was just talking to Christians, I would use the word creation.
如果我是跟基督徒说话，我就会说那受造之物。
Okay, so, but what can we observe about the natural world?
那从大自然我们可以观察到什么呢？
Well,Do you find order?
你可以看到一种 井然有序的秩序吗？
There's this is hard to explain. Do you find a regularity or systems?
你可以看到一种规律性，或者它是有一个系统的规律。
Do you find that there's a proper place and timing for things?
你会不会发现万事万物都有它的时辰最适当的时辰，跟它应该在什么地方？
There's natural laws.
有一个自然律。
When I drop this pen,
如果我把这支笔掉下去，
it always goes down.
它一定往下掉。
It never goes up.
它不会往上飘。
Do you understand what I mean?
了解吗？这个就是律。
On Earth, anyway, okay.
至少在地球上是这样的。
So, do you find this predictability or regularity?
所以你看到这种规律性跟可预知性了吗？
Whether it's in the solar system or the universe, galaxies.
不管是在整个太阳系或者整个银河系里面都是这样。
Or seasons.
或者是四季的变迁。
Spring will always follow winter.
春天先来，再夏天。
Yeah, spring and then there's summer.
然后春天来是夏天。
And then there's fall.
然后秋天就到了。
And then there's winter. 就是
接着来是冬天。
Do you see a kind of a system?
你有看到这样的一个系统吗？
And in the spring it's supposed to rain.
春天应该是要下雨的哦，春雨。
Right? Do you expect in Taiwan? Do you expect rain?
在台湾，我们应该是这个时候会下雨的，
三
四月，或者五月，甚至。
And so when it doesn't,
当它不下雨的时候
，then you wonder, hey, what's going on?
我们开始觉得说，哎，哪里怎么会这样子呢
？Because you expect it. There's a predictability.
因为这种大自然的事是有预知性的。
It's a regular thing.
它是一个规律的东西。
So when it doesn't happen.
当它 不照着规律发生的时候
That's why we're surprised.
我们都很惊吓到
Okay, look at your body.
看到我们自己的身体
Even at the cellular level.
就算在细胞的等级的时候
There's an orderly system.
这个细胞它也是一个很有秩序的一个系统
That's why you could go to a doctor and doctor can help you because the doctors know the system.
这是为什么医生可以帮助我们因为他懂得我们身体的系统运作
Even in ecology,
就好像在整个生态
there's a system of balances.
生态间有一种平衡的生态
Yeah, and different animals in that whole system being working together.
不同的动物的不同的物种就在这个系统里面非常完美的运作着
Do you see what I see?
你看到我所观察到的吗
So What does this mean?
所以这是什么意思呢
Well, if you believe in God,
如果你是信神的人
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33
哥林多前书 哥林多前书14章33节这么说
Our God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
我们因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静
Another translation says, God is the God of order.
另外一个翻译是说，神是那有秩序的神。
Our God didn't create a chaotic world, but an orderly world.
神创造的是一个井然有序的大自然世界，而不是一个混乱的世界。
Okay, now, if you see the world like I see it, okay?
如果你看这个世界跟我的看法是一样的话
then I have to ask you.To make a choice.
那我就必须要请你，你要做一个选择咯。
Okay. There's only three choices. As far as I know, there's only three choices.
据我所知，只有三种选择。
If you can think of another option, then please tell me. Okay.
如果你可以找到第四种选项的话，请你来告诉我。
Okay. So whether you believe in God yet or not.
不管你是不是信神的人
When you see the world,
当你看到这世界
you have three options.
你就有了三个选项
okay. So the first option
第一个选项是
is you, there's no God, no creator.
第一个选项是没有神，没有造物者
The universe,Everything that you see
我们所看见的宇宙世界
was always here，
一直都在，没有人创造，可是它都在。
Okay， that's the first option。
这是第一个选项。
The universe was not created，
宇宙不是被造出来的。
Okay， and so then。You can choose this option. Many people choose this option. Many people in the world choose this option.
这是一个你可以选择的选项，也事实上也有很多人选择这样的相信。
Okay, but then I have to ask you, how could it be this way? So orderly, so complex, but so orderly.
那我得问你，
这个
宇宙中有很多的系统，它是那么的井然有序，系统中的次序是怎么来的
？Okay, so and maybe there's no, maybe you say there's no answer. It was, I don't know. There's, it was
或许你的答案是我不知道，它就是这样。
Okay, so but that's the first option.、Okay?
第一个选项。
The second option is
第二个选项是
that there is a God.
有一位神
He's the one that created everything.
这位神是创造宇宙万物的造物主
Okay, because my topic today is if there's a God, you can see that this God has a orderly, logical mind.
我的讲道主题是有一位神，那这位神呢，有一个非常合乎逻辑、很有秩序的一个思考模式
If you believe thatThis universe was created.
如果你相信这宇宙是被造出来的
then there must be a orderly, logical mind of the creator that created this.
那它的背后必定是有一个非常有逻辑、非常有思考的、有秩序的一个聪明的心智把它造出来的
Okay, there's a third option.
还有第三个选项
Okay, the third option is, is the Buddhist option, okay?
第三个选项是一个佛教的选项。
This is very hard to explain, okay?
这很难解释。
But all this is not real.
那所有这些你眼所见都不是真实的。
It's not real.
都不是真的。
Yeah, you think this wall is real?
你看到这个墙它不在。
The sun is real, you think?
你看到的太阳。
It's all not real.
都是眼睛的业障。
It's an illusion.
它是一个幻想出来的。
No, it's not 幻想。No. It's like a dream.
它就像一场梦一样的。
Yeah, this is a classic Buddhist teaching. Okay.
这是典型的佛教的看法。
It's like a dream.
它像一场梦。
You ever had a dream sometimes when you think it's so real?
有时候你有没有梦到一个梦，那你觉得那好像是真的一样
？When you wake up, you go, "Wow!"
你醒来的时候，说我刚做梦，可是好真哦。
Right? That's what we are right now. Is according to the Buddhist option, we're in the same dream together.
根据佛教的说法，我们所生活的这个世界，我们现在就是同样，我跟你都同样在一个梦里面。
Okay, and maybe because I'm in your dream right now.
Maybe 现在可能我是在你的梦里。
This is like a nightmare for you.
那你就是做噩梦了。
Okay. But we're in the same dream together. Okay.
我们在同一场梦里面。
And it's not real.
它不是真实的。
Okay. And the ultimate reality.
那这最终极的事实是什么？
Is something called the Nirvana.
就是终极的话，就是归于涅槃。
That's the ultimate reality.
那个就是最终极的真实。
And so we need to stop being in this dream.
所以，如果我们要离开这个梦呢
？And we need to get to the ultimate reality.
那我们就必须要达到涅槃的
，or true reality.
或者是真，我们要找到真正的事实。
Yeah, because this dream or illusion is not so good.
因为这一场梦。他的所带来的不是很好的幻觉。
Yeah, maybe because I'm in it, you know. So
或许是因为我出现在你的梦中，所以这个梦不太好。
Or your mother-in-law is in it, okay?
或者是你的岳母在这个梦中，所以。
Okay. All right. Do you understand? Okay. So you have these three three options.
基本上你有三个选项。
You have to choose.
你必须做选择的。
Or let's think of it another way. I'm going to use alphabet. Okay.
我来用字母来显示。
Right now, so everything comes from somewhere.
所以啊，所有的事情都有来源。
Okay. So let's say you came from someone else.
你出自于某人。
You came from some that he came from someone else.
那个某人又出自于某人。
Or this tree that we see.
这棵树，我们看到树。
Was something else before a seed?
之前树它可能就是一颗小种子。
And everything came from something else.
所以所有的事情都有起源跟来源。
But if you follow this.
但是如果你一直追踪下去
to the very beginning,
一直追到最起初
what was at the very beginning?
最起初到底那个东西是什么
okay? So some people, when I share the gospel about God, some people ask me,
有时候我分享福音的时候有人会问我
well, see, I tell them about God.
我告诉他们神
well, they ask me, well, who created God?
他们会说那是谁造的神呢
Okay. In fact, someone asked me, 谁是上帝的爸爸? Okay. Do you understand what I mean? So we all want to know what came before, right?
所以我们都想知道起源是什么，那个既有的东西的前面前身是什么。
But sooner or later, something is at the very beginning.
但一直追下去，一定会追到一个最起初的一个东西。
Unless you believe that it's a circle.
除非你相信这个循环是一个圆圈的形循环
，which doesn't make sense to me. Okay,
那这个循环对我来说是没有意义的。
But something is at the beginning.
有一个某一个东西就是起源。
Okay, so is it the universe?
起源就是宇宙吗
？Is it God?
神是这个宇宙的起源吗
？Or is it 涅槃？
还是涅槃，或者是根本不存在呢
？So you have to choose.
你必须做选择。
You only have three. As far as I know, you only have three choices.
据我所看，它是有三个选项。
Okay, so whatever you choose, I respect you.
不管你选择什么，我都会尊重你。
It's a very personal choice.
这种信仰是很个人的。
And there's no proof.
而且也没有证据。
Okay, no one can prove to you this is.At the very beginning,
没有人可以证明说宇宙的来源是这个。
No one can prove to you this is God is at the very beginning.
没有人可以证明给你看神在起初。
No one can prove that the absolute is at the very beginning.
也没有人可以证明说涅槃就是起初。
Okay, so you just have to choose.
这就是你个人的选择。
And let me tell you,
我告诉你
it takes faith. Whatever you choose, it takes faith.
不管你是选择哪一个，都需要信心。
Understand? Yeah. Some people say it takes faith to believe in God.
有人说哦，要信神，你要需要很大的信心哦。
Yes.
是的。
But it also takes faith to believe that there is no God.
但是要相信没有神，他也需要信心，不是吗
？And you need faith to believe that it's the 涅槃。
相信涅槃也需要要有很大的信心啊。
Everything, anything you choose takes faith.
你任何的选择都需要靠的你的信心。
So, I hope you choose that God is at the very beginning.
我希望你相信的是神在起初创造的宇宙。
That the uncreated is God.
这个不是造物的，没有人造出他来的这一位叫做神。
You can believe that the uncreated is the universe.
你可以相信这个宇宙是没有人造出来的。
But for me and many others, it makes more sense that it's God.
对我们很多人来说，相信有神创造是最合乎理论的。
I want to show a picture of Albert Einstein.
我想要给大家看爱因斯坦的照片。
When he was young.
他很年轻，很年少的时候。
Okay, when he was a young scientist,
他是一个年轻的科学家时。
Okay, he chose one.
他选择了第一个选项，没有神。
But when he got older,
当他比较年纪大了一点的时候。
When he learned more,
他学习更多了。
He chose two.
他就改为信仰神。
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying he became a Christian.
我并不是说他成为基督徒。
But he decided that it makes more sense.
但他决定这个
to choose number two.
选择第二个选项是比较合乎意义的。
Okay, and not just him.
不只是他。
There's another very famous physicist.
还有一位物理学家。
Michio Kaku.
是叫做 Michio Kaku.
He's one of the most brilliant scientists right now.
这位 Michio Kaku 先生，他是非常知名的科学家。
In fact, the more he studies science,
他学习的越多
，the more he believes that there is a God.
他学的越多，他就越相信有神。
Okay, as well as Francis Collins.
还有一位叫做 Francis Collins.
Francis Collins won the Nobel Science Prize.
他是诺贝尔得奖者。
For mapping the human genome.
他编出了人类的基因嘛。
Yeah, so his team was the first to map the human DNA.
他的团队首次把基因码编造出来。
Yeah, he's a wonderful Christian.
也是一个很棒的基督徒。
And the same reason, when he sees the system, the order of his of the human body.
一样的理由，当他看到我们人体这样子的一个有秩序的系统的时候
，It doesn't make sense to him to choose this.
那对他来说，要相信说没有神、没有造物者，他这个是不太可能的。
No one. This number one means no one designed our.Body.
第一个选项意思就是说，我们的人体不没有人设计过，没有人造出来。
The universe was here.
大自然，宇宙界在这边。
And by some accident and random chance,
某个随机的一个转变，它就变成这样了。
I have a wonderful body. You have a wonderful body.
我们的身体都非常的棒。
It was random.
那它也是随机变出来的。
Just chance.
就是。随机的。
Francis Collins, he can't accept this.
那这位科学家说他无法接受这样的想法。
He cannot accept that.
他接受不了。
He chooses this.
于是他选择了有神。
Okay. Now maybe it's this.
或许他
maybe it's number three.
或许他可以选择第三。
That's what I used to believe.
我从前就是选择第三的人。
Okay. But you have to choose.
但是你要做你自己的选择。
So my topic today,
我今天的主题要说
is that if there is a God,
如果有神
this God has a very logical, orderly mind.
这位神他是具有非常合乎逻辑而秩序的思考模式的神
And you can see it from his creation.
那你从他所造出来的造物你可以看得出来
I just want to say this God is really smart, okay?
我也要说这位神实在是非常聪明
he's so smart, okay?
他非常的聪明
Let me explain why I think he's so smart, okay?
我解释他为什么是聪明的
There's a famous philosopher.
有一位有名的哲学家。
His name is Soren Kierkegaard.
他是叫做齐克果。
Yeah, he's a father of a branch of philosophy called existentialism.
他是这一门派就是哲学当中的一种存在主义的创始者。
Yeah, and so he's brilliant, okay?
十分聪明的一个人。
Yeah, and but he's also he's actually a Christian. He believes in Jesus.
其实他是基督徒，相信耶稣的基督徒。
And though, even though he's a philosopher,
虽然他是哲学家。
Okay, but he's a believer of Jesus Christ, and he describes why Jesus came.
他相信耶稣，他也解释说为什么耶稣降临来这个世上。
Okay, so he described how God shows himself to us. Okay,
他解释说神是如何来对我们显明他自己。
And so I'm going to he told this story. He made a parable.
他说了一个故事，寓言故事。
His parable is.There's a kingdom with a king.
他说这个有一个王国里面有一个国王。
Okay, and this king is getting old.
那这位王呢？越来年纪越大越老。
And his son, the prince,
他的儿子就是王子
is growing up.
已经要渐渐长大成人。
And so he needs to. The king feels like his son needs to find a wife.
所以国王觉得这个儿子该结婚了。
Okay, and so because he needs to prepare himself to be the next king.
因为他是一个储备的，他是一个王储，他是下一位国王。
Okay, and so if you're the king,
如果你是这位国王的话。
How do you help your son to find a wife?
你要如何帮助你的儿子选择一位太太呢？
Now, in real life,
在真实的在现实里，
we know that many kingdoms
很多的王国
use their sons and daughters to make political alliances. Okay,
就是有很多政治上的联婚。
All right. Now, but suppose this father is a very good father.
那假设这位父亲是位很好的父亲的话，
he doesn't care about using his son to make political advantage. Okay.
他并不想利用他的儿子成为政治上的一个筹码。
He just wants his son to be happy.
他希望他的儿子的人生是快乐的。
He just wants his wife to find a good wife.
他希望他找到一个好妻子。
That really loves him.
真正爱他的好妻子。
That will be good to him.
这样对他很好。
Okay, this king is very loving. He just wants happiness for his son.
这位国王对他的儿子很有爱心。
So how do you help your son find a good wife?
那要如何帮儿子找到好妻子呢？
So let me use a modern example. Okay,
用一个比较现代的例子。
If you're old enough like me,
如果你像我一样老的话，
if you're old enough like me, then you remember.Prince William.
如果你是我这一代的话，你会知道威廉王子。
This is Prince William when he's a teenager.
他是青少年的时候的王子。
Do you remember him?
记得他吗？
Is there another picture besides that one?
还有没有一张？
That's Prince William.
这个比较高的这个是威廉王子。
Okay. He is so handsome.
好英俊哦。
When he was young.Every girl I know,
他年少的时候，我所知道的女生
think he's so cute and would love to marry him.
我所认识的女生没有一个不想嫁给他的。
Okay, if you're old enough, do you remember this? How, raise your hand if you know. Yes, okay. And Nova, thank you for raising your hand. Thanks for being honest with us. Okay.
谢谢你很诚实的透露你的年纪。
Okay, so handsome. Okay.
好帅哦。
So imagine your he doesn't look so good right now. Okay?
现在可能没有这么帅了。
Because he doesn't have much hair now up here, and yeah, and I think he's a little fat now. So, but that's okay. He was so handsome when he was young. Okay.
他年轻的时候真的很帅。
And everybody wants to marry him.
女生都想嫁给他。
So how do you who do you find to get married?
那你要选谁呢？要找谁来结婚呢？
Because wherever you go, what happens?
因为你到处去都是这样的。
Everybody will be very nice to you.
每个人对你都超好的。
So good to see you.
哇，好高兴认识你哦。
Everybody will be so nice to you.
每个人对你都那么的好。
Okay, right? How do you really know someone? How do you know that person is really right for you? How do you know that person really loves you?
这种情况之下，你怎么会知道是谁对你最好，谁真心爱你的？
How do you help your son?
你要怎么帮助？如果你是国王，怎么帮助你的儿子？
Do you like send a big announcement posters to every country?
是对众国做一个宣告吗？
Because there's some fairy tales like that, right?
因为有一些童话故事就是这样子啊，跟全世界告知。
Yeah, you like come and compete for my daughter's hand or my, you know, or my son's, you know.Ring, you know, do you do that?
类似来集中来竞选一下。
How do you do it?
怎么办
？Okay, so Soren Kierkegaard, this is his story.
齐克果的故事里面说。
So the king and the son, they have a plan.
国王与这位王子他们做了一个计划。
This is their plan to how to find a wife.
用这个计划来帮助找一个好妻子。
The very handsome prince.
非常英俊的王子。
Okay.He disguises himself as a beggar.
他把自己伪装、乔装成一个乞丐。
He makes himself look ugly.
他让自己的外貌变得比较丑一点。
He dresses in very bad clothes.
穿得破破烂烂的。
Okay. And he goes around his kingdom.
然后到他的国家里面四处去。
Meeting women.
去那边认识一些女士们。
Yeah, maybe he goes to some bars, I don't know. But he goes to meet women, okay?
就或许到处去看看。
And then he sees how that woman treats him.
然后他会观察那些女士们是怎么对待他的。
Lots of women say, get away from me.
很多的女生就会觉得很恶心，就
Lots of women mistreat him.
很多的女生对待他非常的恶劣。
But there are going to be some women.
但一定会有一个。
That's really nice.
一位非常对他非常好，即便他的外表是如此。
Very kind.
非常心肠良好的女士。
Okay.And he's going to remember those women.
那他会把这些女士记下来。
That's how he's going to find his wife.
他会记得她们，然后从当中他来选他的妻子。
Do you think that's a good way?
你觉得这样子是好方法吗？
I think that's really smart.
我觉得这样很聪明啊。
Yeah, right? Okay. That's what our God does.
这是我们的神也是这样做的。
Yeah. God doesn't really...Just want you to believe him.
神不是说单单的说哦，你来相信我。
God could if God just wants you to believe him.
如果神只是要你相信他就好。
He could just do lots of miracles.
他可以做很多的神迹奇事。
And all of us go, oh wow.
所有的人
he's real.
所有人都会敬佩他，然后说他是真的。
If he just wants people to believe him.
如果他只是想要人来相信他
，That's what he would do.
他就这么做就好了。
That's not his purpose.
但是他的目的不在此。
He wants to have a relationship with you.
他要跟你建立关系。
You can say it's kind of like a marriage.
有点像是婚姻的关系。
And he wants to know who really wants to have a relationship.
他真的想知道是谁想跟他建立类似婚姻的关系。
If you don't want to have a relationship with him, he doesn't force you.
如果你不想跟他有关系，他也不会强迫你。
There's a place for people who doesn't want to have a relationship with God.
有些地方人们是不想跟神有任何的关系的。
Okay, he has a place for people that don't want to have a relationship with him.
但那些人也有他的。
There's a place that God could have.
不相信的人，神也有地方让他们可以去。
Yeah. Okay. Do you understand? Okay. Because he doesn't force you to.
因为他不会强迫你。
All right. He wants people that want to have a relationship with him.
他希望人是真心想要跟他有关系。
So he comes.
所以他来了。
Like a carpenter.
他来了，他成为一个木匠。
Uneducated.
没有什么教育
程度。He doesn't come as a son of a king.
他来的姿态不是他就是神的王子或者是儿子这样的姿态。
He doesn't show miracles to everybody.
他也不是到处每个人都看得到他行神迹奇事。
Okay. He mostly just teaches the truth.
他就是一个很真实的人。
He teaches truth.
他教导这真理。
Yeah, and he just wants to know: Do you want to believe the truth? Do you want to have a relationship with God?
他问你，你要相信我的真理吗？你要跟神有关系吗
？Okay, that's why I don't pressure people to become Christians.
所以我也不会强迫人一定要成为基督徒。
Because I don't, God doesn't force you to have a relationship with Him. I don't want to force you to have a relationship with God.
因为连神也没有强迫你跟他是。建立一个关系，所以我也不会强迫你。
It's up to you.
这是你的选择。
But I hope.
但我真心希望。
You choose this.
我希望你选择神。
I hope you want to have a relationship with God.
我希望你愿意跟神建立关系。
God is so smart.
神他非常的聪明。
He created this amazing, orderly, intelligent world.
他创造了这么有秩序，这么有合乎逻辑的一个世界。
And he's so smart in how he relates to us.
他跟我们相处、认识以及关系也是非常聪明的方法。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 55,
在以赛亚书
Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 and 9,
55章八到九节
He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
He's smarter than us.
他神比我们聪明多了。
He's wiser than us.
他比我们有智慧多了。
His ways are better than us.
他的道路比我们好太多了。
Okay. And I hope we can all choose to not just to believe, but to have a relationship with this orderly, intelligent God.
希望我们不仅是选择相信，而且是选择愿意跟这样的一位神建立关系。
Let's pray.
一同祷告。
Father, show us your ways.
父神，请你显明您的道路给我们看。
Because we want to follow your ways, we don't want to just follow our ways.
因为我们想要追随你的道路，而不是我们自己的路。
Your ways are better than our ways.
你的道路比我们自己的道路要好。
You're smarter than us.
你比我们聪明。
You're wiser than us.
你比我们有智慧。
And you love us.
而且你爱我们。
So we're gonna follow your way.
所以我们愿意追随你。
Help us.
请帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Show me your way that in my walk.中文 God bless you. Have a great week.
上帝祝福你，祝你有美好的一周。